You're listening to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Band, and today I'm joined in the studio by broadcaster and country music know-it-all, Baylen Leonard. On the show, we'll discover Christchurch country crooner Marlon Williams. We'll have new music from the legend that is Loretta Lynn, and we'll end up in Nashville with a knees up courtesy of Applewood Road. That's all coming up here on the Monocle Arts Review. Do stick around. Welcome to the show, as ever, Baylen Leonard. We described you as a country music know-it-all, and I hope people heard you cackle at the introduction.
Yes.
Of your...
Well, you know, I'll take that. I've certainly been called a know-it-all and before in my life,
but in a good way.
But well, maybe we not in a good way a good before, way. But I took it as a good way from okay. you. Absolutely.
I think it's because people know that you guide them through the mostly friendly waters of country music, but maybe something they don't know, and they learn something new from you. Maybe that's what they mean.
Yeah. Well, hopefully.
That's what they mean.
Hopefully that's the case, because being from Tennessee, obviously it's in my blood, but I like to open it up to people that don't necessarily think they like it. So yeah, that would be a great thing if that's what people
take
thought.
On all comers.
Absolutely.
Let's start with your first choice. It's Marlon Williams, talking about slightly more unusual backwaters of country music. This is Christchurch, New Zealand.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why I like him.
Okay.
You know, because a lot of people think, oh, you've got to be raised on a farm and have a dog in the back of your truck and all of that in order to do country music. And we've talked before on this show about how that's just not the case at all, and that country music can come from anywhere in the world, and that there are audiences for it all around the world. And Marlon Williams is a perfect example of that, coming from New Zealand, where actually there's quite a scene in New Zealand.
You have to have a sheepdog. Not, it has a specific type of dog in the back of your truck.
Yeah, it's a different type of dog and farm in New Zealand. But there is certainly a scene there for Americana-type music and different forms of country music and blues and folk and all that stuff. And Marlon is coming right out of that. He kind of sounds like, as we'll hear in a minute, a bit 1960s he could be from, but he could also be, it could go back even further than that. There's something in some of his music and his voice that almost sounds like medieval folk or something.
You know?
He brings in these really interesting elements to it. And his album as a whole, which is self-titled, it's his debut album, it's quite heavy, it's quite dark, but somehow not depressing at all. The track that I picked for you isn't dark and it isn't depressing. It's just a proper old slap your knee and dance with the person next to you country song. And he's on a tour at the moment, so I saw him in London last week, in a church, as it would turn out, being from Christchurch, that worked out perfectly.
Where did he play? Where did he play in London?
He played at St. Giles in the Field in Holborn, which is a venue that I'd never even been to before, but they're starting to do a lot of gigs there, like a lot of churches, to make ends meet. But it was a perfect setting for him, and his tour continues. He's going all around the country next week as well. But I just think he's great. He's a really young guy. He's got a really different edge to him. He performed in pigtails, which is always enjoyable, I find, on a gentleman.
I was going to say, that's a new look.
It's an absolute new look. But the point of all this is that he doesn't fit into this mold that we like to put our country singers into. You know, he's got an interesting look. He's from somewhere that you wouldn't expect country music to come from. His voice has got this gravitas to it and this kind of old soul, but in this really young body, and I think he's bringing something really nice to the scene, and I like him a lot.
Okay, well, the one you've queued up for us is Hello, Miss Lonesome.
The king in his castle and the beggar on the street. Miss Lonesome's in the eyes of almost everyone you meet.
That's gorgeous stuff. It's called Hello, Miss Lonesome. It's from the eponymously titled debut record by Marlon Williams, as recommended by Baylen Leonard. That sounds like fantastic stuff. Sounds like it's recorded as live, kind of thing.
Yeah, it does sound like that, doesn't it? And you're going to have fun to that song whenever it comes on, aren't
Definitely.
You? No matter what mood you're in, you're going to have fun to that.
It's sort of high-octane stuff. And you mentioned that some of it sort of recalls kind of medieval folky stuff. It sounds a bit kind of, you know, madrigals and all this kind of
something.
Like proper more old-fashioned folk music.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's so much on the rest of the album I'm talking about, not necessarily that song, but I don't know if it's necessarily the music or his voice or a combination of both, or I felt that because I was watching him in a church, but there was something about it that just wasn't of this time.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't of this place, and I think that's a really great thing about music when it can take you out of wherever you are. And he does it really well. I think he's gonna do well. That album's been out for a while in New Zealand. It's just coming out now over in our part of the world. But I'm really excited to see what happens with him.
Well named as well to be a country star, Marlon.
Absolutely.
I mean, he's got a head start. He could be from anywhere in the world. If you're called Marlon, you've kind of got a head start.
Absolutely, yes.
It's good stuff. Okay, we were talking there about Marlon Williams. Baylon Lennon's next choice. Probably an easy choice to make, Loretta Lynn. How many albums are we into this fantastic lady's career? What can we learn afresh?
I mean, it's countless albums from Loretta Lynn. Talking about a good name, Loretta, that's a great old country.
Yeah, here we go
well.
Again. Yeah,
she's an absolute icon, a standard bearer, a legend. Will live on for centuries to come, not just because of the fantastic songs and her backstory of being a coal miner's daughter and dragging her and her husband dragging her career up through the mud and to become one of the most important singers, not just in country music, but I would say in any genre, and also flying the flag for women's rights long before it was the done thing to do. Back in the 50s and the 60s, singing songs about the pill, singing songs about, I think we've talked about her before. I like to slip in as Loretta Lynn anytime that I can there because, you know, talking about things like Don't Come Home A-Drinking With Lovin' On Your Mind.
What a great song that is.
Yeah. And we haven't had an album from Loretta Lynn in over 10 years now. Her last album was actually produced by Jack White, Van Leer Rose.
That's amazing.
Absolutely
record,
stunning album. I would suggest if you've not heard it to go and check it out. And now this is her first new studio album since that album, which was I think 2004. This one's called Full Circle, and it's got new songs on it. It's also got her re-recording old songs, old classics, some very well known like Fist City, and some that are less well known like the one that I'm going to play for you now. It's got duets with Willie Nelson on it, Elvis Costello guests on it, which just shows how revered she is outside of the genre as well. And touring at the moment. Just last night, I had friends back in Tennessee kind of live tweeting me from one of her gigs there. And I haven't seen her in concert in well over 15, 20 years. I saw her in New York City. And she was everything that you would want Loretta Lynn to be. She had on a big old sparkly ball gown.
Yeah, right.
She had a tour bus parked outside of the venue in Midtown Manhattan with her name airbrushed on the side of it. She had a big old microphone with a long cord that she was whipping around like a whip. And she would do this thing that you want people to do in every concert you go to, which is she, from the stage, would yell out, "What do you want to hear?"
Yeah,
and then you would yell out what you wanted to hear, and she would play it. So she's amazing. I can't say enough good things about Loretta Lynn. I'm so happy that she's got this new album out, and it's great to hear her take these iconic songs and do them in a way that now she sees fit after all of these years of living with them and living in the skin of being this country icon. So this song that I'm going to play for you now, it was originally from 1965. It was on a gospel album that she did. The album was called Hymns, and this song, it's called And We Can All Agree, surely. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die.
Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Lord, I want to go to heaven, but I don't want to die. Though I long for the day when I'll have a new birth, still I love living here on earth. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die.
All right, it's the sound, the unmistakable sound of Loretta Lynn. Everybody wants to go to heaven, as chosen by Baylon Leonard. Another one that's just jumping out of our headphones here in the studio, Baylon.
Yeah.
Just and actually, it's really nice to hear these songs kind of remastered, remade, re-recorded, obviously, as well.
Yep.
On a new LP there. Do you think her sound has changed a little after being produced and duetting with Jack White on that Van Leer Rose record? That seems like everything's at the front of the mix. It seems like there's some loudness crept in there.
Yeah, there might be a bit of that. Yeah. I think what's refreshing about it, though, is that her voice, you know, it's matured, of course, in certain ways that voices do, but it hasn't changed. She hasn't
such
softened her
voice,
accent.
Yeah.
She hasn't tried to play up to what people are expecting. She's Loretta Lynn, and you know what? Loretta Lynn can do whatever she wants to do. If anything, I think, on that album that Jack White produced, he came to her, you know. Mm. He came to Loretta Lynn. You are the master here. You are the legend, and you guide me. And certainly if you listen to that album, Van Leer Rose, there's a beautiful part on it where she's just talking. She's just telling a story, and he does instrumentation under it. So if anything, I think it was probably the other way around. She influenced him.
Nice. Well, that's maybe the right way around it should be. Loretta Lynn, first record out since that Van Leer Rose LP. It's called Full Circle. It's out now, and a masterpiece it is. We're going lastly to Applewood Road. These guys are from Nashville, but as we were saying before press play on this show, Ben, and these are one of these Nashville bands that are from here, there, and everywhere, but they're kind of under the Nashville umbrella. Tell us about Applewood Road.
Yeah, well, they first met in East Nashville. It was 2014 when they met, and it's three of them. Emily Barker, she's Australian, but she's UK-based for the most part, and she's had loads of projects, groups, and solo stuff. She was nominated for an AMA UK award this year. She's had lots of songs on TV shows, including the theme song for Wallander. And then there's Amber Rubarth, who's an American folk singer and songwriter, worked with Emmylou Harris and Ralph Stanley and even Kenny Loggins, if you will.
Wow. Why not?
Then there's Amy Spies from Baltimore, but based in Nashville. And she was discovered by Judy Collins and then became a singer that way. They all met in a cafe, got along like a house on fire, and 2 hours later they had written a song called Applewood Road. And they liked the way they went and recorded it, and then they liked the way their voices gelled and the way that their songwriting kind of worked together, and they decided to expand it into an album. So Applewood Road was born. Now, I saw them for the first time in Nashville at Americana Fest last September, and they were so new to performing as a group that I can't remember. I think it might have been Emily who was introducing the others, and she had to read their names from a card because she'd forgot one of them, you know, because they had only just been doing this. So they were really fresh. And then they took everybody by storm, and they've now released this wonderful album, Applewood Road, where their three-part harmony really shines through. And we were talking earlier about how I think you said Marlon Williams sounded like it was recorded live. And Applewood Road did record the entire album live. They did it old school style. They all stood around one microphone standing in the center. Very minimal accompaniment. Hardly anything was added afterwards. And they just recorded, which really, you're going to see any warts in that sort of situation, right? So you can, when you listen to this album, hear how talented they are as singers. And then when you go further into the song and listen to the lyrics, you realize how talented they are as songwriters. So I think it's an absolutely lovely thing. And it's very chilled out, the album. So if you need to, you know, put your feet up and you've had a long day and you need to pour
yourself
a glass of
something. Sounds like a personal invitation. I'm definitely going to do that.
Do it. You'll enjoy it very much, I think.
This is a cut from Applewood Road. It's called Lovin' Eyes.
Lovin' Eyes. Loving eyes, these loving eyes only see one thing. He says he's staying true, and so blindly I believe. I hope these loving eyes don't get the best of me. We walked back to my house, he stumbled in.
That's called Love and Eyes. It's from Applewood Road, the album by Applewood Road, the debut album as recommended by Baylen Leonard. That does sound, well, it sounds at least like they can finish each other's sentences musically as well as know each other's names.
They definitely know each other's names now. And what I've done for you here with these three songs that I brought in for you today, they all sound like they could be from a completely other time. And with Loretta Lynn, obviously it was, but brought up to date. But they're kind of timeless in their own way, all of these. They sound really old school at the same time they sound really fresh, so I think they all complement each other quite well. And that's also a trend, I think, of what's going on in country music and Americana and this type of music right now, which I think it's really refreshing.
Yeah, it feels like it's an old fact. It comes from somewhere old, but it feels very fresh.
Yeah, actually. Exactly.
And I guess because, you know, I guess it's even using old-fashioned recording techniques, as you said, sticking a mic in the middle of the room, everyone doing one take, them recording the best take, but they've got one go at it, I suppose.
Yep.
It's an old school way of doing it, but I think people have a lot of respect for that, right?
Absolutely. And all my doors are open when it comes to, I don't mind super slick, polished, produced, over the top country music or any type of music.
Yeah.
I think that if it's good music, it's good music. But there is something really nice about hearing stuff like this where there aren't that many whistles and bells and gimmicks, and it's just really good voices singing really good songs.
Well, as ever, Ben, I love all your choices. They're fantastic things. Everyone needs to go away, write them down, get into their local record shop and buy them, especially. Well, what should we say first? Well, Applewood Road, we can recommend. That was the last thing we listened to. Loretta Lynn and then Marlon Williams. Sounding no more country, but coming from Christchurch to kick off with. Thank you very much, Baylen and Leonard.
That's
brings us to the end of today's show. If you're after more audio treats, then head to our live music show called The Sessions at Midori House on monocle.com, where there's a ton of brilliant live performances from excellent musical talent, the latest of which is London electropopper's Wild Palms. We'll be back at the same time tomorrow with our TV review, but for the time being, for me, Robert Bound, thanks for tuning in.